This oh, oh my gosh, this letter says that, so apparently they're like in love with each other. And then it says, until the secret of John's true parents finally revealed in that book. When they put out it for her.
Oh, I just, okay, I saw that. This is like,
no.
So Arya must have been much older. I bet Sansa didn't even exist in this version of the story. This is like a outline that he wrote when he was composing it, I guess, before he had really written it. Which God knows, he doesn't actually work from an outline, so that's probably why it was the actual writing relationship to Bob.
No.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good. Am I good to keep going today?
You're good to keep going and choose your work location as you wish.
I may run downstairs.
I think you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah, well,
it's a little much today, and the other side sounds awful too. I was in the hall, you know, we're putting our lives up. That'd be better over here.
Right. Well, in that case, I may run downstairs.
Yeah.
But if you need me,
okay. Thanks.
Also, the reason I love that.
Okay, well, it's 11 o'clock.
That's one of the things we
comfortable with there.
Is,
Okay, it's 11:01. Can everybody hear me okay? Okay. All right. Well, I think we should start soon.
Okay, you're breaking up.
It might be good if everybody could just in the lower left hand corner there's a mute button. Unless you want to actively contribute to the discussion here at this meeting, it might help with the background noise to push the mute button.
Hello.
I think there might be a couple people that are joining via the phone, and that's the primary noise that's coming.
Okay.
So if you're joining via the phone rather than computer, you might want to check your settings.
Christine, can we be on the line yet?
I don't see her yet. Are you
I'm
there,
here.
Kim?
Sorry,
okay,
I'm
Kim's here.
I'm
yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
We could change it in the show. Also, can you see that?
I know!
So as soon as I saw it, I was walking through the background, I was like, it's him!
I was just
like,
what do you think out loud?
Oh my god, he's gonna find Gentry and the him.
It's 11:03, so let's see how we get started with the meeting. I'm really sorry about the background noise.
I was like, why
wasn't he so sorry? Hopefully in the future,
Ari was, yeah.
Team line up a little bit. So first of all, let's start on the meeting with a roll call. I sent a link for our meeting agenda.
Oh, we can't hear you very well.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mariela. Christine, we can't hear you very well.
That's okay.
That's very good to know. Oh boy.
There's still a lot of background noise, Lydia.
Yes, and I think what I'm going to do is try calling in too. I'm sorry about this. I'm pretty new to Zoom myself, so I'm hoping things will be better on my end too in the future.
Yeah, that's better.
All right. Can you hear me? Oh. I'm sorry. All right, now can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Great. All right, sounds good. I'm very sorry about that. Always a little hiccup here and there. All right, so thank you so much for joining this first Zoom meeting of the Archive Space Staff Interface Enhancement Working Group, or the very graceful acronym of CWIG. I just wanted to thank you all for volunteering for this working group. This is a huge project, and I really appreciate all of your efforts for everybody to make it to this meeting and for everybody who's tuning in later who isn't able to make it to this meeting. So thank you. So I was looking at the doodle poll some more, and it seems like any way you slice it, it's kind of hard, but I'm going to try to open up that Tuesday at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, because that still seems to be the best time to meet. And I just had to shuffle a bunch of things in my schedule, but that's okay. I first wanted to get a pulse with you guys. Do you think that having a standing meeting every 2 weeks at Tuesday at 1 o'clock sounds good? Or what we could do is have two different alternating dates, so that way potentially a different group of people can tune in. Thoughts?
I think it depends on the Tuesdays at this point. I think the sooner we can nail it down, the better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I'd say for the sake of simplicity that I'm going to suggest that we have a standing meeting every 2 weeks on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock, starting on August 29th. And if people are able to tune in, or if they aren't, I appreciate anything you guys are able to do. When we send out this information via the listserv, then that will open up for more opportunities of discussion too, in case that really isn't a good option either. Okay, does that sound good?
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
What did you say that would be at again?
Starting on Tuesday, August 29th.
At what time?
1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Gotcha.
Great, thank you. And actually, yes.
It's every 2 weeks, so in a month where there's like more Tuesdays, we'll have extra meetings.
Yeah, yeah, well,
all right. It doesn't bother me. I just want to know which one's which. Is it first and third? Is it every 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. I think what I'll do is I'll send out an Outlook calendar, and it's just easiest if you say every 2 weeks, which is a little less intuitive than like the first and third or the second and fourth. But that way, if people have it automatically on their calendar, hopefully they won't have to think about it too much. Sound good?
Yeah, I think it'll be easier to keep track of if it really is just every 2 weeks. And then occasionally, yeah, something comes up on that 2 weeks where you wouldn't meet. But if it's a standing appointment for people, I think that's probably easier to keep track of.
Okay, great. Sorry I jumped ahead of myself. We should go ahead and do a roll call to make sure we have everybody who's able to attend on our Confluence page. So who's here?
Why don't you do a roll call, Lydia, rather than asking people to speak up?
Okay. Let's see here. Sue Lufshein, I see you there.
I'm here.
I'm still learning everybody, so I see a username with Kid M. Who's that?
Hi, that's Margaret Kidd.
Oh, nice to talk to you, Margaret.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, I see a, is it Kerbo J? Joan Kerbo, I think. We also have a 216 number.
Nora Blackman, Eleanor Blackman.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I see Malacca's here. Thank you. A username, Amadkins. Christy Tomacek is here. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did.
Great, thank you. Hi, Mariella.
Hi.
Username EW8FF.
It's Elizabeth Wilkinson. Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth. All right. Jay Archer.
Yeah, Joanne Archer. Hi.
Hi. Suzanne. Alexandra. Jane LaBarbara, right?
Yep.
Helen Holtum. Okay. Moulton. Greg Farr. Sarah C. Annie Tang, 919 number.
That's Linda Sellers at NC State.
Hi, Linda. And did I already repeat this 626-395 number? Maybe so.
Well, I'm connecting on the phone and visual computer.
Okay. Okay. Same Hello. Here. Okay, great. All right. Did I miss anybody? Yes.
Sorry, this is Sarah C. I just got my phone to work.
Great.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you. Okay, great. So thank you guys so much for contributing all of your documentation to the Google Drive. And I apologize for my lapse of sanity in jumping everything into the Confluence page, but it does open up a discussion of what you guys think would be the most effective way of drafting up this documentation. So that's a pretty big question, but first of all, especially for the people who have more experience with Confluence than, say, me, what do you guys feel are the strengths of Confluences over the Google Drive, and which do you all prefer?
Hi, it's Nora here. Well, I use Google for almost everything where I work because we're on that platform. I really like the steady and reliability, the steadiness and the reliability of Confluence. Google can just sometimes be so quirky and slow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Any other thoughts? Currently, what I do appreciate about the Google Drive, and maybe I just don't know yet, is the ability to do more granular commenting. Do people who use Confluence more regularly, do they miss that aspect, or perhaps is that a feature that I'm overlooking currently? I think what I'll do is I'll draft up a little poll that I can send out on the list so that way we can continue the conversation and make sure people's ideas and opinions are heard before making a more permanent decision. Does that sound good?
That sounds good, Lydia. For me, I think Confluence is good for the meeting notes because other users of ArchivesSpace will go to that. Mm-hmm. Confluence and be able to find it. But working in familiar programs like, you know, Google Docs, which is like Word, and the spreadsheets, that sort of thing, is easier than using Confluence.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your thoughts as well. Okay. So So I'll continue this conversation with a follow-up poll then to get the opinions of everybody else in the group as well.
Lydia, just so you know, and I know it's impossible to keep track of all these things during the call, but there's some good talk in the chat too, so you definitely want to check
what
people are saying in the chat.
Oh, yes. I hadn't even looked at that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know Confluence very well at all, but judging from the comments in the group chat, if it allows for more of us to edit at the same time, I'm more interested in that functionality.
Okay. I do think that the Google Docs does allow for editing at the same time.
I'm interested in other ideas.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what I meant, that Google Docs seem to allow for it better than Confluence.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Yeah, I do know that sometimes Confluence, if you upload documents to it, like as it remains a document, then you'd have to download it and then edit it and push back up. Or else if you just copy the contents of the document into Confluence, then it could allow for simultaneous editing too. Okay. All right, so I think a follow-up poll would be a good idea just to get everybody's opinions. All right, so going on about the organization of the topics, how do you folks think about the current setup, whether it's on Confluence or Google Drive, of having these pages with topics like that? Do you think that dividing up areas is helpful? Or, for example, in our end goal of having the documentation of a specific kind of staff 2.0, we'd need to bring it all together at one point at some time. It could make for a super massive document, but otherwise it could also reduce the amount of overlap that is inevitable. So what do you guys think about that? Okay, I think the division is helpful. It's overwhelming otherwise. Okay, great, thank you. And do you think that the divisions are effective, or should there be further divisions? Say, for example, with search facets, also potentially with the mobile interface or collection management and events, since they can be some pretty heavy or pretty involved topics right there. Okay. I think that's probably another one to follow up with a poll then. Any other thoughts?
Just one about visual layout.
Yes.
I mean, sort of visual layout could be linked very much to, say, for instance, search. I'm not sure how much can that be isolated from the rest, but maybe I'm wrong. So it's probably, maybe we should, the various groups, subgroups start looking at the various, at different aspects and then regroup on that and see if it works.
One thing I was thinking about, and again, this could be part of our follow-up over the email discussion, is that the visual layout page should perhaps be more about the overarching visual layout of the staff interface environment, but then have it okay to address visual layout for these more specific topics too. It would get a little bit more complicated as far as assigning groups, but that leads into another question that I had for you guys about, do you feel that subdividing into groups is necessary? Let's see here. There was a comment from Annie Tang saying, we organize and transition more fully into these groups. As we organize and transition more fully into these groups, I think we'll, within our groups, start drafting more documentation. Too soon to say at the moment. And another follow-up question is, groups can be a good way to gel with a smaller section of people. Or what we could do is mix and match. Or we could also just have a sign-up sheet where people sign up with the areas that they're interested in. So the primary goal with dividing into groups this first time was just to really encourage as much participation as possible. But I also want to make sure that you guys network with each other, or interact with each other, not just only a small group, but feel like you're really part of the entire team too. Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to chime in and say that I like that you said that. That was my question. My question about the groups was, are we necessarily limited to those? Because we have, things we'd like to, or at least I do, I have things I'd like to contribute to various lists. And mm-hmm. I like that, if we can say have a group that we focus in, but also not be feel like we're limited to it. Like if I'm in navigation, mm-hmm. can I go ahead and like contribute to other groups as well if I have a question or something?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. First, before I say what I was thinking, I'll add another comment that came in the chat. I think subdividing into groups is also helpful, particularly if we have primary responsibility for one area and then give feedback on other areas once the work is further developed. Yes. One thing I was drafting up in our Google Drive was a sign-up sheet for groups for this second two-week session right here. And I'm thinking, what if you guys sign up for two groups that you feel pretty interested in contributing to and have that be a point of, this is what I'm going to really focus on, but feel free to contribute documentation to the other ones as well. The one or two groups that you want to really focus on contributing documentation and also organizing it, making it cohesive, but then feel free to add to other groups as well. It could get a little messy as far as, say, if the groups are trying to make it all nice and then more stuff keeps coming in. But this early in this project, I think all the ideas we can get in, the better at this point. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And that will also be part of our follow-up email too. Okay, thank you.
Lydia, I have a question.
Yes.
It seems to me with these documents, we're more throwing stuff up regardless of whether it can work or not, kind of like just getting all the ideas down. And until those are all up, there's no way to figure out really what the next steps are. So for this week, since I was in the small group for the keyboard shortcuts, that's where I threw my ideas at. I would like the opportunity to work in these small groups probably as they're defined, since it doesn't really make a difference right now, and go through each of the documents in like the next 2 to 4 weeks and throw up all my ideas and then come back and then figure out what small group I really, really, really want to be in. Does that make sense?
Okay. So you like the idea of remaining in the small groups but rotating around the topics and then, yes. And then signing up later. Okay. Any other responses to that? Anybody else? I think what we can do is that can be part of that follow-up poll. So that way I can get a pulse on what everybody else is feeling about how they'd like to move forward. I definitely think that if you're very passionate about several topics, that I don't want to impede that passion. And so if you feel like you'd like to contribute more documentation to several topics, I'd say that's fine. All right. Okay, there was another comment here in the chat saying, between the commenting and suggesting options in Drive, quite a lot of documentation can be thrown in one place and still be manageable. Okay, yep, that sounds good. So let's follow up with a quick poll also about this to see how others are feeling about this as well. All right, let's see. Moving along. If that's not more, if that's not already complicated, we also have a lot of tickets already existing within the JIRA system. So I don't know how many of you are familiar with JIRA, but this is where users have been contributing any bug issues that they've noticed or any new feature requests. And so let me see whether I can pull up something right here. Christine DiBella has been doing a wonderful job of, she created a, let's see here, a Kanban board, which for those of you who don't know, this is part of the whole agile technique that has taken the technology area by storm. So this is basically just a list of things to do in implementation and done, or something like that. But anyway, this is another way to pull together tickets that have the staff interface epic tagged to it. And so these are especially tickets that might be a good idea to take a look at. So if you're working on a particular area and you're wanting to fill out this documentation, it might be a good idea to go on to their JIRA, and I really need to just send that link as well. So that way, and do a search of your topic. So that way you're seeing, yes, these things that you feel are not quite intuitive, maybe some other people also feel that way too. So there's a lot of JIRA tickets there. And one thing that I really want us to be sure of as we're going through this project is that this working group doesn't create a logjam. Yes, thank you, Christine. As far as a lot of, so within Archive Space, there are the User Advisory Council, the Technical Advisory Council, and these are elected positions within Archive Space. And then there are these sub-teams that kind of work on various things. And so so people are looking at these tickets and working on them, but right now they're being kind of put into the Staff Interface Enhancement Working Group queue. So they're looking to us to actually do something with these. So they're wanting to see whether we want to hold back on these tickets to unleash this overarching big plan, or whether we want to push through some of these tickets so that way it can get implemented more immediately into the upcoming releases. So that is going to be pretty complicated right there. So I was thinking about having a short range goal and a long range goal of, I think it would be great if we could identify a couple of JIRA tickets to work on, to pass at least one every 2 weeks, so that way it gets a constant improvement within the staff interface, and then build up our big plan so that way it's not like a whack-a-mole of various issues. All right, that's... So it's pretty complicated issue there, and I'm not sure that I entirely explained it well. So if you have any questions too, just feel free to speak up.
This is Joanne. So are the tickets in JIRA, are they prioritized at all, or is that part of like what each group would try and identify? Because if we're going to pass one every 2 weeks, we would need to have some sense of the priorities within that. And I assume like duplicates have already been removed and things like that. Or what kind of, I mean, it seems like something very tackleable because they're sitting there already. But how to kind of approach that with a group this large seems, like you say, complex.
Yeah. So one thing I was thinking of is passing one for our entire group. So not necessarily saying, hey, you four, look at all this stuff and do something with it in 2 weeks. Yeah,
I mean, I can see that, but still there's like 66 issues. So to kind of prioritize that, have they already kind of been assigned into the, I can see some of them have ended up in the draft specifications. So would kind of each group say, okay, from our group, this would be the most important or the most, or the one that would be the easiest to accomplish? I mean, there's kind of two ways to approach it, right? You can say which is the easiest to accomplish versus which is the most significant impact on the users. And I guess that will be something we'll have to grapple with, kind of how are we going to make those decisions? Because one, even one from this group every 2 weeks to come to a consensus on which one to push forward, if there's not some kind of guiding principle there, might be, it was just going to, like you say, complex.
Right. So one idea I have is to open it up for if people are very passionate about something that's either very simple to move forward or something that's very rushed because this has to be fixed, you know, as soon as possible, to send it along to me. And then what I'd like to do is send out like a list of four to the entire group and say, you want to take a stab at this for 2 weeks, or somehow get the bulk of the group to say, let's focus on two of these four. And so while you work within your groups on your topics, then you can also work on this JIRA ticket. And a lot of these JIRA tickets, the ones that are currently pegged for, awaiting implementation, some other ones, are kind of just doing their thing. But the ones that say awaiting more information, especially, or icebox, those are ones that are kind of like people go, well, I don't know. So like say, for example, the admin pages, whether we want to combine the admin pages, that could be a pretty big topic. So it might take a little bit of time to really work that through. But that seems to be a very reoccurring observation right there. So that could be one thing, or about data entry. Like if there's a lot of clicks, a lot of scrolling, if there's some way that we could, again, that's a big topic, but if there's some way we could implement some little incremental improvement, that might be good.
I'll just mention with the board that's set up and the columns that are in the board there, the first column, the four consideration column, is essentially things that they have not been prioritized. They haven't been really like closely read through about if there's enough information in there to figure out how a developer could work on it. So that column is definitely one that is, you're kind of starting from scratch. When you get a little further down into the columns, then people have actually looked at them and thought more about what was needed on them. And in the case of the ready for implementation column, that's ones that people have decided these are ready to go and should be done sooner rather than later. So that's why they're in that column. So I think that's one of the things that Lydia is thinking of, you know, passing along with this group is these many tickets that are out there starting to work down the pile a little bit, at least from the user side of figuring out which ones don't necessarily need to wait until this full set of recommendations is produced. Some of them, they will have to wait because it's just such a big topic and we wouldn't want to do work on something that then is going to be completely undone in 9 months' time. But ones that seems like it's pretty likely that that's the way it's going to continue, or as Lydia was saying, it's so broken, it just needs to get fixed. Those could get passed along sooner rather than later.
Christine, here's a question for you. The ready for implementation, do those need any further action?
That ideally, when it's in the ready for implementation column, that means a developer can pick it up.
Okay.
So it doesn't need anything more. If it's in the need more information or specification column, then it needs additional help from a user or a group of users to explain how the heck this thing would actually work.
Can I just ask a more general question on this group, which may be clear to everyone else, but not clear to me? So apologies if I am, you know, starting from scratch. But obviously, I have the impression that the group is, at least has some of you guys may have very high-tech expertise, or some like me are, you know, seeing very much from the archivist point of view, so can work out of what doesn't work or works, and gives recommendations, as Christine was just saying now. But is it how much do we, I mean, we make these recommendations based and then can, then definitely can be put in practice, can actually be taken on? How is the relationship with the developers, basically? That's, is it that the, Christine, you will be our, speaking on the side of the developers and say, yeah, this is something which is feasible or not feasible and so on. And again, I apologize if that's clear to everyone else.
No, Mariella, I mean, it's a very complex issue, as you expect, and as you put your finger on completely. So this group, definitely, we want the focus, Lydia and I want the focus to be on the users and what the users want out of the staff interface and figuring out what you need to see there and not thinking so much from the implementation standpoint of what it's possible for a developer to do. But for those things to be translated into something a developer can do, sometimes requires additional information, like what you actually want it to look like, what fields are there, do those fields repeat, like all those kinds of things, because you don't want the developer making those decisions. So I'm partially a translator on that. And Christine Kim, who is our community outreach person, is and community engagement person, she's on this call too. She'll be another translator for that. And then Lainey McLowan, who is our tech lead, is the one. She's actually a developer, so we can Kim and I can translate as much as possible, and Lainey can tell us if there's more that's needed. So there will be sort of those steps along the way to get to the actual implementation. As much as possible, we want this group to focus on the user side. And we do think, like, as we work through this process more, even from the user side, you'll start to recognize more, like, what kinds of questions a developer is going to ask, what kinds of information a developer is going to need to be able to do it, versus just, like, kind of, I want this thing. So, but we'll work there, and we don't expect that it's going to be there right now, but we'll get there eventually. And there will be, you'll have access to resources within the program that know more about the development side than necessarily all of you do coming in. Oh, and I should say, I'm saying this group as a group of users, you all have many different kinds of skills, and we know some of you have even worked in like software development and things like that. So some of you already come in with some of this knowledge anyway, and that, you know, adds to it. So we don't expect that everybody is at the same point in this. We don't expect that everybody needs the same information, but we want to make sure that you do each of you have the information that you do need to do this important task. So when you do have questions like that, absolutely ask us, and Lydia can answer, and I can answer, and Kim can answer. But if you ever feel like you don't have enough information, yes, please do let us know.
Okay, thanks.
So Christine, another question came in the chat about, would each ticket need to be passed? Just clarification of the desired functionality being requested by the ticket.
So
I would think, yeah.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, well, I was thinking, as I understand, the purpose of this working group would be, it's so easy with the JIRA tickets, and it's so difficult with this group, because we're thinking about things on a very macro level, like what is the application and how can we make it work for us as opposed to the other way around, but also how do we implement that, like what kind of details does it need? So macro and micro working together. And so with the JIRA tickets, they're also micro, that it's really difficult to get an overarching feel of the theme without like it could easily kind of fall into a kind of whack-a-mole of, oh, well, this specific detail needs to be fixed, but then it breaks this other thing, or it's inconsistent with the other thing. So that what I'm hoping with this working group is that we can have a cohesive direction, a cohesive idea of how the staff interface could be, but utilize the ideas within the JIRA tickets to make sure that everything's moving in that direction. Christine, do you have any other
And I'll just talk about like the really specific of like what a ticket needs to be passed. So basically there needs to be agreement that it's something that should be done. And this group can figure out like what constitutes agreement. I mean, it's probably not all 40 people have to agree, but there has to be some kind of consensus that this is an improvement or a change in the application that is going to benefit, you know, a wide set of users as opposed to just a single institution. So there's sort of that side of it. And then for it to be kind of passed along beyond the need more information stage, there has to be enough in the ticket that makes it clear what needs to be done. So again, like what it should look like, you know, how it functions, those kinds of things. Not what code has to be written, but just a clear explanation of what the problem is and what the solution is to that problem, what it would look like in the application to fix that. And as Lydia said, it's complicated because we have so many and they cover sometimes things on a very micro level, sometimes things on a macro level. So the other thing that needs to happen for ticket to be passed along is make sure it doesn't conflict with something else that's there so that you're not pursuing two different directions two different ways or pursuing the same direction two different ways. So we just need that kind of like cohesive answer if a ticket is going to be moved along, that this is the approach that's going to be taken as opposed to a different approach. Does that explain, Lynn, for your question? Great.
Okay. Let's see here. Before we go into a kind of round robin of anybody, feel free to say what they feel has been going well, what needs work, and any issues you've encountered. Are there any other topics of discussion before this happens? Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to put anybody on the spot, so I just want to open the floor and say I really would love to hear your feedback about how this 1 week has gone. I know it's a short amount of time. Just on a general approach, what do you feel like, what do you think has been going pretty well? What do you think needs more work or what could be improved, and what kind of questions or issues you've encountered? Thanks. I'll say that I really appreciate everybody who's contributed documentation, and also I really appreciate the comments that have been happening on the Google board, the Google Drive. I'd say that one thing I really wish I could figure out how to change, if I was a little bit more technologically savvy, or maybe if eventually we do move into Confluences. Currently, I receive all of the comments that people put on the Google Drive, which is fantastic. But I really wish there was a way to alert everybody else so that way more discussion could happen. Okay.
Those of you who use Google Drive more often, Lynn and other people, if you know of ways that people can sign up for comments, I think, Lydia, if people are added as specific collaborators versus having just getting a link, that makes a difference. So if you do have working groups that are set up with different specific people that you know of, that probably would, everyone would get the comments if their email addresses are added to the individual documents. Obviously the overhead is a lot then on that. But if you have small groups, if they could sort of take responsibility for adding themselves as collaborators to documents, that would probably work well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, what I could probably do is get the roster and just add everybody to every single page. That may be a little bit more spam in your email than you'd like, but it could also alert people to discussions that are pertinent to the ideas that you're thinking about, too, in other topic areas. Yep, and there was a comment here saying if you add the docs to your drive, that helps, too, to get the comments. Okay, great. Any other points of discussion here? So, action points. Action points says that that I'll follow up with everybody on the list to float the standing meeting every 2 weeks on Tuesdays at 1. So that way, if any people have some strong objections, we can kind of hash it out. Another action point, well, more of a debate, is about whether to maintain these small groups or whether to allow for a sign up and people can pick their style of working, basically. So that way they can decide if they want to really hone in on smaller sections and move themselves along, or whether it's best to have more structure overall to this large group to help focus people. So that will be part of a follow-up poll that I'll do as well. I'll also follow up with you guys about a couple of JIRA tickets that either I think could be small enough and manageable enough that we could just kick over by the next meeting, or whether these are some kind of pressing topics that we should throw all of our attention at to see whether we can try to get this taken care of sooner than later. Sound good? Any other feedback? Well, thank you, folks, for everything that you have been doing and everything that you will be doing. So thank you. So have a good day, everybody. We're ending 15 minutes early. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lydia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
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 Bye. Bye.